In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. In a reading from the Gospel of Luke today, we hear of Jesus' last miracle before his triumphal entry a little later into Jerusalem. And we see the Lord's mercy towards those who have faith as he restores sight to the blind man. Jesus was with his disciples on the way to Jericho, along with many others, when they passed by this blind man on the side begging. As they go by, the blind man hears this multitude of people passing by, and he asks what's going on. And then he asks for God's mercy. And he received mercy that day from God, and it changed his life. We, like the blind man, need to ask for God's mercy. And we need to ask for it often. Many times, beggars could be found at the gates of a city where people were passing in and out. And in St. Mark's account of this encounter, we learn that the blind man at the gate was named Bartimaeus. He was probably used to calling out to those who passed by, asking for money, begging for alms, just doing what he could. In this case, Bartimaeus realizes that the number of people on the road that day and crowding the city was quite large, or larger than the normal. A pushing, shoving crowds coming by, trying to stay up with someone who's coming by the gate of Jericho. So this blind man inquires. He can't see, so he inquires to those around him, what's going on? You know, what's happening here? And one of the bystanders says to him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Now, at this point, Bartimaeus cries out with a pretty amazing statement. Just kind of like to seem a spur of the moment, but it's a pretty amazing statement. He calls out very loudly, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And a little bit later, he calls Jesus Lord. Then we hear him clearly acknowledging him when he says, using this title, the Son of David, it's one deeply rooted in the messianic expectation. So this blind man realizes that he's near the presence of God, and he responds with diligence because of that. Those who led the way rebuked him because he was shouting out and asking to be quiet. His response, though, was to shout out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So this is no simple, feeble begging and cry for assistance. It's loud, and it's insistent, and he keeps on shouting. He won't be quiet, even though he's been told to be quiet. And what does Jesus then do? Jesus stops. The man's request stopped Jesus, not because he was a great ruler or because he was a very prominent person or an influential person. This man was a mere beggar at the very bottom of the social ladder, so to speak. Yet Jesus, the Son of David, the Lord, the Son of God, stops for him. With the noise of the great crowd around him, Jesus hears this man's cry for help. And as St. Luke says, so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. Now Jesus could have passed him by if this man had not cried out for help, and particularly in the way in which he asked for help. You know, there may be many needs in our own lives that are not met simply because we haven't asked for God's mercy. And it extends to more than just healing. We need God's mercy in many areas of our lives. And there may be many reasons we don't ask. One, we just don't think about it. Or we go about trying to fix things by ourselves and don't look to God. With my engineering background, I like to fix things, and I set off solving problems, and I have to kind of pause myself and say, Lord, what would you have me do here a lot of times? And sure, we need to do what we can and be responsible and so on. But we must not need to be so intent on a problem at hand that we miss Jesus, who is nearby us. Or if we think of him, we don't say anything. We remain silent, and Jesus passes by. Or maybe we're embarrassed by our problems. We don't want to bring them before or into the light of God. But of course, God already knows the problems. You know, sometimes he would heal somebody without them even asking. He just performed a miracle without even being asked and just acted. But sometimes he waits on us. He's always ready to hear us. After the blind man was brought to him, what does Jesus then do? He asked him a straightforward question. What do you want me to do for you? The man had cried out for mercy. Now he's being asked by the Lord specifics. And he responds, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And he uses the term Lord. Bartimaeus' request for mercy may be similar to other beggars' requests initially, but different in a very important way. And pretty startling here, if you stop and think about it, is this beggar by the side of the road. When he asks the Son of David for mercy, he is expecting more than just a handout. When he calls him Lord, and he has faith in the Son of David, the Messiah, he knows he can grant his request. Bartimaeus acknowledges him as Lord and God, able to perform miracles. So what does he ask? He asks for a miracle. One reason Jesus may have asked him what does he want was to encourage this man's faith, to cause him to think specifically, to help this man determine what it is he really needs. Because if Jesus does what he asks, it is going to change his life that day. And Jesus responds, receive your sight, your faith has healed you. And Jesus speaks, and that healing takes place immediately. In this particular instance, sometimes it takes different paths. This time it was immediate. The question Jesus asked helps solidify the blind Bartimaeus truly wants his life changed. He wanted a change in his life. He wanted to be able to see, to be healed by Christ from this infirmity. And we learn that after he was healed, his life changed in many ways. In fact, he followed Jesus, glorifying God. And even the crowds glorified God because of this miracle. Jesus opened this blind man's eyes. He restored his sight. The blind man saw. He not only saw the light of day, he also saw the light of life that day. When we come to God for help, he enables us to see things that we've never seen before. And it can change our lives. So, you know, what are the things that we learn from this encounter of Christ with the blind man that day? What is so special about Bartimaeus' faith? Once he hears that Jesus is there, he immediately begins to ask mercy of Jesus. Not Jesus just of Nazareth, but Jesus, the Son of God, and even calls him Lord. He has an unstoppable faith that day. A faith that won't take no for an answer. The crowd to ask him to be quiet, he calls out all the more. He has an intensity of desire to overcome obstacles, rebuke even, and receive from God grace that changed his life that day. When asked, he spoke to Jesus specifically about his need, and he received it from God. And he immediately glorified God. And it's very important. He glorified God for what he had received. We need to be quick to give thanks to God whenever we receive answers that he gives us. The once blind man now becomes a disciple and follows Jesus. So that's one of the things I said kind of at the beginning here was it's good to ask for God's mercy often. The church has even given us a simple prayer that we can use. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That is a powerful prayer. As simple and as short as it may be. That's what this blind man started with that day. Use this prayer often, as much as you can. The story of Bartimaeus' healing is a powerful example to us how it's okay to persist in continuing to ask. It's okay to be persistent asking for God's mercy. And it causes us to stop and think, what is it that we really need? Just as Jesus asked Bartimaeus what he needed that day. And we, like him, when we receive God's mercy, let's be quick to acknowledge it and give thanks unto God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.